This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to RadioLawTalk.com, the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, other than those really cool alien talk shows that, man, you can't beat an alien talk show late at night driving through the desert of Nevada, heading to hang out with people that paint their bodies late. And usually you want to be on a side road somewhere, not necessarily the freeway.
Or through the cornfields of Nebraska, but not on a main highway. A farm road.
Yeah. And then it has to be a lightning storm and maybe a little bit of rain.
Yeah. Hail.
And like October 30th.
Yeah, and you have to feel like you're in great danger of sliding off the road or some other, you know, not collision, but, you know, some other nasty thing's going to happen to you.
Yeah, you know, I used to go to college. When I went to college, it was a long drive. We'd drive across two states from where we lived to go to college, and it was about a 10-hour drive. And I'm telling you, as college students, you leave at 5 o'clock in the evening to head home. You know, it's not like you're leaving. You're not smart. You know, you're not smart and get up early and leave during the day. It's late at night. You know, you start getting tired around 11 o'clock at night. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what do? Find the AM station and the alien shows. And you're like, okay, Dr. Pepper's helped a little bit, but it's still not getting me there. And those alien shows, I'm telling you, I miss those days of driving across, you know, 10 hours, the desert.
White knuckle driving a ghost story.
And the best part about it, and let me tell you another quick tidbit here. My brother and my accountant, we have an in-house accountant that's been my friend since fifth grade, and we all went to college together, and we're all professionals now, and we can afford to fly. And we said, let's take a road trip to head back to college, because a lot of our boys are now going back to that same college area. They're not necessarily going to that college, but there's a number of colleges in the area. Let's go back there and take a drive, the three of us, just like old times. We'll leave at 5 o'clock at night, 6 o'clock at night, and we'll drive 10 hours, and we'll get there, we'll see the boys, and then after another day, we'll come back.
What could go wrong?
And we kind of, I was in the car with my friend, and I looked at him, he looked at me, he goes, that's a one-hour flight. Let's just jump on the plane.
Smart man.
Yeah, what we've done. And I said, maybe we could charter a jet. And just a completely different level that we've come to. We're a bunch of old guys. It's like, and my wife goes, oh, no, you guys will never make it. Don't even try. I can see us like 2 hours in. Oh, there's a hotel. Let's pull off right there. So anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of fun things today. We're going to talk about Nicki Minaj, which we already did talk about Nicki
Minaj.
Yes, we did. We're going to talk about TikTok. We're going to talk about Tiffany and Tiffany's sale of its company to Louis Vuitton. We're going to talk about how much money. We're going to talk about a national security surveillance court finds the FBI regularly does a few issues. And actually, Fox News brought this up. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to have a case or no case. And then at the very end of hour three, we always do a thing called quick takes. And what quick takes is, look, we know there's only so much time you've got to listen. There's only so many things you're going to remember. And a quick take is our overall assessment of one or two issues we discussed. And we're going to just do a little quick take, a tidbit for you to go home and remind the family around the dinner table prior to saying your blessing on the food.
It's like a Radio Law Talk bumper sticker.
Yes,
kind of like
it's
that.
It's like a bumper sticker. We're
and the explanation of quick takes just took 10 times longer than the
That's
quick
exactly
take
itself
right. should take.
That's exactly right. 855-529-7234. 855-LAW-RADIO. Cal, roll, case or no case.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do that.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Okay, Lee was a very, very busy man, and my mouth stopped working. Nonetheless, he was a, Lee was a very busy man.
Lee.
Name was Lee.
Lee Majors is his name?
No.
Oh.
Lee had to just left one car company, Ford, to go to work for Chrysler. He was a busy man. I mean, bullets flying all over, metaphorically speaking. But Lee had some health issues. So Lee had to go to the doctor's office to get an endoscopy, you know, where they kind of looked at into the inside of your gizzard to see if he had an ulcer. And so he goes to the doctor's office, appointments for 1 o'clock. He waits. And then he waits. And then he waits some more. At about 2:15, he gets up and storms out of the office, and the receptionist said, "We'll charge you for having missed the appointment, sir." And he said, "Oh, yeah?" Stormed out the door, never went back. So he got a bill. Missed appointment fee, $50. He said, "I am not paying that $50. Doctor said, "Yes, you are, you pompous jerk." And so the doctor decided to seek legal counsel. And I ask you, case or no case, which one would prevail in such a matter if, in fact, it were a case? And, Mr. Penny, I'm going to start with you, if you don't mind.
Very interesting. I think I know the answer. But I'm trying to think of a quick legal analysis. The doctor could, if there is an agreement with you about if you sign something, maybe when you first walk in, remember they say when you first walk in, fill these papers out. And as you fill these papers out, and the papers say you're going to get charged $50 if you leave before you get seen, and there's a minimum $50.
Well, there's a missed appointment charge. I mean, right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Right. But did they sign the document? I'm assuming they did sign these documents that said there's a $50 missed appointment charge. If they don't have that agreement, then they're not going to be charged $50. I'm going to assume they signed it because they always have to sit down and sign all these papers before you sit there and wait forever for the doctor. And if that's the case, then the doctor would win. But I'm going to say this is a common occurrence that occurs all the time, but not a case.
All right, so no case for Mr. Penny.
No case.
Ms. Dirks, what say you, case?
Oh, I think it's Todd.
To your left. Dealer's
left.
Yeah,
you forgot all about Todd.
No, I never forgot.
You know, he always tries to expand on the story.
Oh.
Or expound.
That's what
All right.
See, those of you who have been with us for 4 years.
I'll give the Denise Dirks answer. So let me get this straight. There was a guy
who
was
an appointment, right?
I know who it is.
He's an employer from one and then goes to another, and then he's really busy.
busy guy.
Yes, Mr. Iokoka. And so I'm going to say that this is not a case because he didn't technically miss the appointment. He was there. He had an agreement to be there at a specified time. The doctor didn't perform, made him wait. You know, time's money. This also reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld where the exact same thing happened. Okay. But
what? Did it? Seinfeld? I know all the
Seinfeld
episodes.
Episode of this happened where he charged the girl that he was dating, you know, and she canceled the appointment so she could go skiing, and he got really ticked off that he had to cancel the appointment. But anyway, I'm going to say it's an occurrence, but no case. The doctor goes to talk to his attorney according to the way you set it up, and I think the attorney said, for $50,
this is a principal matter now.
I wouldn't waste your time on this, and besides, you're going to lose because he didn't miss the appointment. He was there. You didn't take him in at the agreed-upon time. You made him wait 45 minutes or however long it was. So.
Okay.
I'm missing the point. Did you have a point there?
The point is no case. Yes.
So all three of you. All three of you. Just all two of you. Now it's Denise's turn.
It's Denise's turn, Cal.
I've been shut down at every turn. I've been a rotten dog.
It's been almost three hours.
I'm at 42 right now.
Yeah, you're right there.
I demand a recount. Yeah.
All right. So this is Lee Iokoka, and this is a very famous case. It's Dr. Watson versus Lee Iokoka. Guess what?
What?
No case.
Those of you who say it was no case, may I see quickly? We have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Well, Cal made
not
it up.
A case. Completely made up. Because that's what happens to Cal all the time when he goes to the doctor.
I tried to put a famous name to it just to see if you might go, well, sure, I can make sense that he would do that.
So. Well, let's talk about TikTok when we get back, and we'll talk a little bit about Tiffany's sale to Louis Vuitton. We'll be right back.
You guys are tied.
We're
awesome. Stay tuned. Much more Radio Law Talk coming up. You stick around. Don't go away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we know what's going on TikTok. Those of you who've been around, TikTok is... Trump is threatening to shut them down due to the fact that China owns a company that owns most of TikTok, and it's called ByteDance. And apparently the time is running by this.
Well,
so wait, let me finish. So it's running soon, but not until November is what's happened is they're not going to allow any new things on TikTok or new people to join TikTok through November. That's the latest. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. That's the latest on what's going on with TikTok and President Bush. I mean, President Trump. Right, but however, earlier in the week, an employee tried to bring a lawsuit at the same time that TikTok sued President Trump or his administration, trying to claim that, look, I'm going to lose my salary and I'm going to lose money if you do this, and I have a right to not, that you guys don't have that right.
So the executive order that came out was actually worded in such a way that it appeared to forbid any transaction with TikTok,
right?
That it forbade any TikTok from engaging in any transactions with anybody in the U.S., any U.S.-based stuff. And so this guy files a lawsuit saying, well, wait a second, I'm an employee of TikTok. Does the payment of my salary fall under the umbrella of, quote, transactions, as you guys have framed them? And that was an issue that was going back and forth, and he sought a temporary restraining order. And ultimately, the government came out and said, yeah, we're not including salary in this. We're not including salary in terms of the transaction. So, yeah, you can still be paid by TikTok. But what the government did clarify was the fact that essentially, but look, if TikTok chooses to go out of business and they can't pay your salary and they no longer have an ongoing concern, we're not going to guarantee your salary as some sort of a benefit because the government shut TikTok down. We're not going to do that. But if TikTok wants to pay you, yeah, they can pay you. This executive order isn't going to preclude that. It just remains to be seen whether TikTok is going to be an ongoing business concern, still paying employees. I mean, they may lay everybody off. And so that was sort of the ruling that he got. He wasn't really happy with that.
Well, and the court said what? There's no restraining. We're not going to do a restraining order.
Yeah,
right?
We're not going to do an injunction.
Right.
Yeah.
Restraining order.
Especially in light of the fact that the government has just said, no, we're not going to. There's nothing to protect. The government just essentially admitted they're not going to go after your salary. But then the guy wasn't happy with that. He says, well, wait a second. Hold on. Well, if the government shuts down TikTok because they think they're nefarious actors with China, what does that essentially do to my resume? As somebody that has worked for TikTok, and now, you know, it's this blight on my resume, and it's like, yeah, dude, we
we
can't get into that. So, you know, nice try, but it's
Right now it's the TRO. The temporary restraining order has not been granted, and the government can still go forward. And I'm trying to look up what's the latest as of today. Is there anything new as today? On the TikTok?
I didn't see anything. The thing that I liked in this whole thing was the attorney for the employee that brought the lawsuit. The attorney later, because attorneys always have to take credit, right? Attorneys always have to be the one that says, look, things were going the way they were going, but I'm the one that stepped in to save the day. It's the legal equivalent of the basketball player who's pumping himself on the chest. All me! That was all me! Because the attorney is saying, well, I think the fact that the government had to step in and clarify that salaries would still be paid and it's not part of the transaction indicates that the government was very afraid of this TRO that I had filed. You know,
right.
And it was all me. I scared the government. It's like, okay, dude, whatever. You know, good for you.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is, because they've got a deal with Oracle going, correct?
They do. I kind of see this as, because they said that, look, we're not going to shut TikTok down. It won't go into effect until November. I think what they're doing is saying, all right, stop dragging your feet. You guys got to poop or get off the pot here with this deal. And this is what we're looking at here. If there is a deal between Oracle and TikTok to change hands and Oracle will take it over, fine. We're going to give you till November. But don't come crying to us in November saying, oh, we didn't get it done, so China still wants to run TikTok. No, you either get it done or TikTok's going away, and they're giving them till November to get it.
I think what it is they're just banning, because I follow TikTok, and it's at Frederick, if you want to follow my TikTok, and it's you at
A Todd K.
Todd K. Denise, you're more of an Instagrammer. Dirk's Law. You're more of an Instagrammer than
No, not Instagrammer. More of a nothing. I do nothing.
Okay, there we go.
There you have it, folks. There's a soundbite that you know. Just
I do nothing.
Cal, I hope we that one's okay.
Oh, it'll be on the record, yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking Denise is more in the anti-social media.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, but what I was trying to say is the latest is I think it's they're not going to allow any new users to come on, I think, to TikTok. I don't know. I was reading it just last night. I can't remember. But
they're not going to allow new people to download the app and stuff like that. And look, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Trump is just trying to shut this down because of the effect in the election. Well, here's the thing. I see a ton of pro-Trump stuff on TikTok. I mean, to a certain extent, if that argument was correct, he's cutting off his nose to spite his face because there's a lot of pro-Trump stuff on there. There's anti-Trump stuff. I don't know how.
Maybe you can get rid of Twitter and start TikToking.
Well, now you're raising constitutional issues. Is he just trying to stifle the political comment?
Well, the problem is, if he is, based upon the number of pro-Trump stuff that I saw in there, he's stifling what I have seen as a majority of people that are in support of him.
Well, that's because that's what you get. TikTok is geared toward what your interests are.
But TikTok is the opposite. It's more liberal by far because it's a younger crowd. And there's, believe me, I see a lot more hate Trump stuff. And again, it's just, there's a lot of everything on there. But.
In this TikTok case, there was one thing that the government did that I kind of all glossed over. And it's a very important fact. They agreed to facilitate the processing of any outstanding H-1B visas that were the applications of potential TikTok employees. What does that mean?
Explain that.
That means immigrants for purposes of becoming employees of TikTok. So they made a commitment of trying to facilitate the processing of those as soon as possible.
Take a guess when we come back how much it's going to cost to sell Tiffany's. We'll be back.
A couple of bucks, I'm guessing. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk continues in just a minute right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say that Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is this real life?
Oh, that's dumb.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So Tiffany's is famous for the famous Tiffany egg, right? You can get breakfast at Tiffany's, but it's something about this egg thing, and I don't know. But Tiffany...
No,
had an
egg.
It's egg. A packaging.
Yeah, they have a special packaging.
No, but they call it the egg. Don't they? Something about the egg. There's a Tiffany egg.
It is. It's an egg-shaped package.
Right. But I'm saying, yes. That's what I'm saying. It's not an egg, but that's what they're famous for.
No, we're not confusing it for that Russian egg. What's the Russian egg that, you know?
It goes smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
No, a
bejeweled egg. Anyway, never mind. I'll look it up. Don't worry about it.
So here's what it is. So Tiffany has been sold to Louis Vuitton. And Louis Vuitton purchased the amount. Now, Cal, you're the one that doesn't read our articles. So how much do you think, and if you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, how much do you think that they sold Tiffany, the store, the company, to Louis Vuitton?
Well, good question. I'm going to guess in the billions, probably... between 9 and 12 billion. That's just a...
Wow, $16 billion deal with a B.
That was close to being exactly right.
That is crazy. To me, that's just a lot of money. I mean...
Well, it hasn't sold yet, though.
I know, but there's an agreement and a contract to sell them. Now, we're going to all talk about this, but I'm going to get into one thing. So this lawsuit... Now what's happened, obviously because of COVID, guess what? Louis Vuitton's going, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know that you're worth $16 billion anymore because of COVID, and things have gone down. And there's a thing called a MAE. What is an MAE? Go ahead.
It's a material adverse effect.
Okay, so remember those words. That's what we're going to talk about. But what they do is they bring this lawsuit in the Court of Chancery in Delaware. Now, everyone hears out there, wow, everybody files in Delaware. Corporations file in Delaware. Why do they file in Delaware? Let me tell you what the Court of Chancery is. The Court of Chancery is basically in Delaware. They have multiple tiers of courts. But this is a special court in Delaware that rules on corporate law and disputes without juries. And what happens is corporations usually don't like juries to hear things because juries are going to automatically go, ah, it's a corporation. It's a, you know, who cares? You know, give, I mean, generally
deep
speaking.
Pocket.
Yeah, deep pocket. But, and they're very well known, this court, as being very intelligent individuals on this court.
Now, why is it that the Delaware Court of Chancery would have jurisdiction over something like this? Do you know why?
Tell us.
Perhaps. Because most of the corporations, when they file their articles of incorporation to achieve corporate status, do so in the state of Delaware.
That's
it's
right.
A very corporate-friendly state. Nevada was trying to compete with it to have Nevada be like the Delaware of the West. But most corporations file in Delaware. In fact, when you get your little credit card companies and all this kind of stuff, you look. Usually, it's a Delaware address where they want you to go back to.
Or South Dakota.
Or South Dakota. But Delaware is like the king of where they file. So if you have two corporate entities that have their American corporation filings in the state of Delaware, well, then guess what? Delaware has jurisdiction over disputes between that, so you can file there.
Because it's like they reside there.
Yes. And so,
and that's the reason they do it, is because, you know, you don't want a jury a lot of times. Not that people are smart, but some of these get very complicated. This corporate stuff, even lawyers, it's complicated for lawyers, let alone a juror's trying to figure this out and make a decision. So that's why the courts decided here in the Court of Chancery. So that's where it is.
Yep.
And there's been a lawsuit basically filed by Tiffany saying, hey, wait a minute. You can't try to claim this MAE that we didn't, that, you know, we've got an agreement that you need to pay us the $16 billion, I believe by November, sometime in November, and a deal's a deal. Is that right?
That's true. You know, you think about it. If I make an offer and then you agree to that, we have a contract. That's in its basic things. And then both sides have to perform. And sometimes there are things that allow one party to get out of a contract if it happens. This material adverse effect is one of those. And the problem that they've got is this Court of Chancery doesn't look upon MAE as the basis for getting out of a contract too favorably. And so I think that Louis Vuitton is going to have an uphill battle trying to convince this court that the COVID-19 pandemic is an MAE legitimate to the extent that it should nullify the contract. Now, there's an interesting statistic related to lawsuits that begin as an MAE-based lawsuit, and that is that most of them settle. And most of them settle for, on average, about a 15% reduction in the original sale price.
Now, the fun thing about this, too, is that Louis Vuitton has alleged that Tiffany has actually financially mismanaged themselves during this pandemic. So they're not just claiming the pandemic alone, but they're talking about the financial mismanagement by Tiffany.
If I were Tiffany's, I'd say, yeah, why do you think we're for sale?
Here's the other thing.
So it's going to be a hard, and we don't have a decision on this yet,
right.
But I'm thinking that, and well, most of the experts are saying that this material adverse effect is not going to be invoked and will not be upheld in this case. But we don't know.
A lot of the case law, if you go back and look at the case law in Delaware, the inclination is almost always to save the deal. And so, and then they go through, there's a number of different cases that have found, nah, doesn't matter, that's not, like you said, MAE is not the important thing, the material adverse event, and it's got to be a really serious breach, it sounds like, in Delaware.
Now, the question becomes, if Louis Vuitton purchases Tiffany, does that mean they then become, step in the shoes for the Tiffany, in terms of all the leases it has around the country?
Yeah, because of the problem is
the pandemic.
The pandemic, and they've got some huge leases in New York.
And do they owe a lot of tenants? You know, a lot of rent. You know, New York, a lot of places that were there. Steadfast, big companies,
but
they're not there anymore. They're leaving the area.
A lot of times these acquisitions are made so they can say, okay, well, BK will declare bankruptcy, hang on to the assets that we can, spin off, get rid of the bad stuff, and get the good stuff and either spin it off or keep it, you know? I mean, I can see where that would be possible. And by the way, the egg I was thinking about, Fred, is the Fabergé egg.
Oh, Fabergé egg.
Yeah, but in this case, Louis Vuitton is French. It's a French company.
Right.
So if it takes on all this liability, can it really file bankruptcy and discharge it?
If they're French, they're paying me.
Well, unless Louis Vuitton has an American sub
and I'm sure
holding
do.
That they might
have. How many stores are there in the world and in the United States of Tiffany stores? How many? Do you have any idea?
I guess 15.
There are 326 stores worldwide.
I
didn't realize
idea.
Worldwide. There are, believe, in the United States, 80 or something like that, but 326 worldwide.
Now, the interesting thing to me about this case is the strategy being employed by both sides about when the ultimate trial should take place. Because Tiffany's is pushing for this to be fast-tracked. They want it to be done now. They want it to move. And Louis Vuitton, in their filings, wants it out there, accusing Tiffany of, quote, they say they clearly fear a serene and fair rendering of justice. I've never heard the court process being described as serene.
Or
I've
fair.
Always, I've always heard it being described as an adversarial system, which is the opposite of serene. But you know why they want to do that? Tiffany's wants this to be decided while we're still in the middle of the pandemic,
right,
facing the repercussions of the pandemic. They don't want it to be done 6 months from now after, you know, maybe there's a vaccine and everybody's back to work and everybody's
and
doing
stuff. And it
shows
still tank.
Yeah, they don't want to do that. They want to do it now while their damages and their claim for the cause of the damages are still present and in front of the body or the judge that's making the decision.
See, Tiffany wants that.
That's what Tiffany,
okay.
Louis Vuitton wants to kick it out.
Right.
But, yeah, because Louis Vuitton doesn't want to go through with the sale.
Yes,
they don't. They want to get out.
That's
Tiffany
right.
Just
they
wants the money. Hey, dude,
yes.
We made a deal.
Yes.
Give me the money, right?
We always delay. If you are, you know, in the losing end, what's your recourse? You delay and delay.
By the way, as of January 31st, 2019, the estimated total assets of Tiffany are $5.33 billion. Which is not compared to $16 billion.
So they're paying $8 billion for Blue Sky and
Happy
Days.
Total equity, $3.12 billion.
Shocker.
So why are they? I guess do they think it's worth more? Because maybe that's why Tiffany said we don't want to sell. 16 sold.
Exactly. Right now.
Show me the money. Shocker. French company wants to surrender a deal.
Oh. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the FBI and a lawsuit. See you. Bye.
Final segment of Radio Law Talk for today coming up very shortly. You won't want to miss any of it. Stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right, back to the show. Got a little harp on that. So, that's never a good sign with the windows convenient. Stand by, Fred. I want to play this. Hold on.
Here we go.
Three, two, one, go.
Radio Law Talk.
All right.
And radiolawtalk.com.
There we go.
So what happens, Kat? Not a non-lawyer. What happens when the FBI wants to do surveillance on a foreign national, someone from another country, yet they're talking to someone or emailing someone within the states that's a citizen?
So the person is a citizen of another country, but yep. is not within the country at the time?
Yeah, they're in Sri Lanka, let's say.
Okay, whatever. Well, I would think that they're outside of their jurisdiction because the CIA is supposed to handle all the foreign stuff, and the FBI is not supposed to. So I would think that they'd have to get some kind of special super-duper permission from somebody.
But does the person from Sri Lanka have any rights at all?
They should know they're under surveillance.
Doesn't know. No, they don't. So the answer is they don't have a right at all. Their constitutional rights, I would think, that they're not United States citizens. They don't have constitutional protections.
But then how do they have the right to be observed and snooped upon by our law enforcement agency if they're not a citizen? I mean, is that a dumb question?
Sure. No, why can't they?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Todd. Go ahead.
The issue here, let's just make it even more simple. Cal,
you place an international call. You are at your residence in the state of California, but you call that person in Sri Lanka, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the government, because they are engaged in foreign intelligence surveillance, wants to hear what the person from Sri Lanka is saying because they're guarding against Americans, trying to protect American security. The problem is they have a U.S. citizen on the line as well who does have constitutional protections.
Correct.
So how do they get around that? How do they justify the surveilling of a conversation that includes a U.S. citizen and a non-U.S. citizen when the U.S. citizen has rights?
My guess is on the enforcement side, when they filed a complaint, they would redact all of the stuff that the U.S. citizen said.
But the question is, how do they even get justification to monitor the call? Because as a U.S. citizen, do you have an expectation of privacy in your conversation if you think it's just between you and somebody else?
I would think so.
It's true. So what does the Constitution say about when the government is able to overcome that expectation of privacy?
Warrant.
So the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution says that if you have an expectation of privacy and the government wants to override that, they have to go in and get a warrant. And in the warrant process, they have to show to a judge, look, these are all the facts that we have produced, and there is probable cause to believe that this person is, that doing so will either uncover this crime, show that this crime has occurred, is about to occur, is in the process of occurring, and will lead to or lead to information that will help us gain more information. If the judge believes there is probable cause, the judge can issue a warrant. When they do, then they can go ahead and listen on your phone calls.
But what about the Sri Lankan?
Well,
they don't have that right.
Now
they don't have any constitutional rights. So.
No protections.
Nope.
But here's the deal. So normally you would say, well, if they don't have any, then they can listen in. But what people forget is because you have an American on the other end of that line, it doesn't matter whether the Sri Lankan has constitutional rights. The American does. So you need to go to a judge to get this warrant signed. And there's a special court designed for the issuance of those warrants.
Especially national security.
The FISA court.
Intelligence Surveillance Act Court. Now, the troubling thing is, recently there was an 83-page report, heavily redacted, that was submitted that says that the FBI regularly does not follow the rules. Now, here's the thing about the warrant process as a criminal defense attorney that is concerning when it comes to the issuance of a warrant. In court, if somebody is charged, you have counsel for the defendant, you have counsel for the prosecution, you got a judge, you duke it out. When warrants are sought, there is no representative for the defendant or the person being surveilled. It is the prosecution, the FBI, and the judge. There is no third party that represents the rights of the surveilled. And so in a situation like that, you need the confidence that the government is not going to be cutting corners, will be policing themselves to make sure that the warrant process is scrupulously honored. And this report says that the FBI is regularly cutting
corners. And the members of the Trump campaign 4 years ago were saying, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the crux of that whole case, is it not?
Yes. This report says they have not done a very good job of policing themselves when it comes to following the rules that are supposed to exist when you get a warrant, because nobody's there to represent the surveilled, right?
And so what if they don't? Who checks on them? I mean,
That's the whole point. They're supposed to have ethics, the judges and the lawyers, and that's what that's all about.
And the interesting thing is this document said, troubling, that there were courts that even noted that the rules were not being followed, and yet still reauthorize the program for another year.
Wow. Right, no repercussions.
So it's like, if you know about it, so you got to police yourself. What happens if it comes to light? Well, then you'd hope that the court would say it's got to do it, and the court says, well, shame on you guys.
Yeah.
But go ahead and keep doing what you're doing.
They've seen way too many movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. The road
is frustrating. Well, there is a written justification requirement and for the warrant, and that's what's not being followed. And the court hasn't implemented that. So it has not been implemented, thus they have not really taken any consequence or made the FBI have consequences for lack of following the requirement because it hasn't been implemented.
Do we sue the court? How does that work? I mean, so now what?
So what's the sanction? The sanction typically is that the Fourth Amendment is not followed and evidence is acquired. Ultimately, if charges are brought and the defense can prove that the Fourth Amendment was not followed, then any evidence that was secured as a result of that violation is suppressed.
Right.
And the difficulty I see there is, really, it takes me being charged to finally get redress for the constitutional violation.
Right.
That's the problem I see with
that. Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly right.
You say, what's the big deal? But if you're charged, the costs and the chaos in your life just from being charged is
right.
a nightmare.
Well, not just that. The media, nowadays, with the media, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Immediately.
Right. Todd, we had a really quick one that you were going to talk about briefly. Todd's a former prosecutor, and this is some good stuff.
We covered this case. I believe the name of the guy was Curtis Flowers. In Mississippi, I want to say it was, he was facing being charged or being tried a seventh time for a quadruple homicide, having received mistrials in the previous six trials. He'd been in custody for nearly 20 years. And finally, the AG's office from that state said, all right, we're not going to try you a seventh time. We'll dismiss the case.
But he's been sitting there 20 years.
Yes, he was finally released last December on bond, had been in custody since his arrest in 96 up to last December, being tried six different times and having mistrials as a result of hung juries or court dismissing a case because of prosecutorial misconduct or a combination. And now he finally is no longer going to be charged.
So this segment,
I don't understand why that is. If he has hung juries, why can't they continue? Yeah, how can they continue to justify holding him in custody?
That's the way the law is written.
Well, guess what? I'm bringing a civil action.
This is courts gone bad here. This whole segment's been courts gone bad.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we really appreciate you guys joining us at KREI. This is our three-hour show. We had a great time. Appreciate you listening. If you have a station, if you're listening live radiolawtalk.com website, call your local station and say, look, you got to carry us because, you know, nobody wants to miss out on the most important thing in life, and that is what, Cal? Quick take.
That's right. Fred, go first.
Judge Ginsburg, whether I agree or disagree with your rulings, thank you for your service and treating me in a kind manner when I was sworn in by the U.S. Supreme Court. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Way to pay a good tribute. Mr. Kunin.
The Fourth Amendment violations will not stop until personal liability is associated with the people that violate your Fourth Amendment rights.
Denise, what is your final take?
Well, my take is Nicki Minaj is no Weird Al Yankovic. She's not parroting Tracy Chapman. She's just stealing her words. I'm on Tracy Chapman's side on this one.
And your opinion. Good opinion.
That's my opinion.
Right. Hey, we'll be back next week, 9 to 5 Pacific time, every single
Saturday. 9 to noon.
9 to noon.
Yeah.
9 to noon. That's true. Not 5. We'll be back. We're getting tired. Cal, just keep doing it.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.